Recorded Books presents Dementia Prevention, Using Your Head to Save Your Brain by Emily Kleonsky, M.D. and Mitchell Kleonsky, M.D. Narrated by Nan McNamara. Introduction. An ounce of prevention. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Benjamin Franklin, 1773. Although Benjamin Franklin was writing about fire prevention in colonial Philadelphia, his wisdom endures and applies wonderfully to the field of personal health, with today's emphasis on screening and prevention highlighted by seatbelt use, helmeted cycling and skiing, sunscreen, and cancer screening. What you might not know is that prevention is also the watchword for dementia, the progressive neurological decline that robs active and vibrant adults of their abilities to remember, reason, and care for themselves. Although much of the money and labor in the field of dementia research has been focused on a cure, these efforts have not resulted in any approved medications or treatments in more than 20 years. We've done the research on new drug developments, and we hate to break it to you, but there is little on the horizon in development that shows promise. Although cures for dementia appear to be unlikely at the present time, we want to let you know that dementia prevention is possible right now. This book is about how you can reduce your risk of what we refer to as all-cause dementia, which includes Alzheimer's disease, vascular dementia, Parkinson's disease, and dementias due to head trauma, alcohol abuse, and other conditions. Throughout this work, we will use the term dementia as a substitute for all-cause dementia. Dementia prevention and risk reduction is not a new idea. Our research revealed a variety of research and theoretical papers extending back to the turn of the 21st century. But often, these papers focused on only a single factor, such as exercise, weight, blood pressure, diabetes, genetics, medications, alcohol, vitamins, that were individually insufficient to make a great difference in the final outcomes assessed. Multiple factor theories have emerged more recently, with probably the best example being from the British Lancet Commission's Dementia Prevention paper in 2017, with an update and expanded content published in 2020. The 28 authors of this paper concluded that dementia is not inevitable. Managing 12 medical conditions and health behaviors could reduce the cases of worldwide dementia by 40%. And it is never too late, and you are never too young, to start this process of managing your health. A more recent study in June 2022 analyzed the effects of these 12 medical factors in a population of close to 17,000 Americans from the Health and Retirement Study, HRS. These researchers concluded that the 12 Lancet factors were associated with an estimated 62.4% of dementia cases in the U.S. We agree with the Lancet Commission's findings, but we have also found several other important factors that can increase your ability to reduce your dementia risk. We will present to you a new visual model of how all of these factors fit together. Our goal is to empower you to take charge of your brain's future and reduce your chances of losing mental abilities as you age. Wait a second, you may say. How can we be so confident in these statements? One reason is that individual areas of research have matured over the last decade and produced new evidence that points the way. But a greater reason is that we have looked more broadly at this field than most doctors have or can, and we are not boasting here. It turns out that dementia often falls in the cracks between different medical professions. Dementia research appears in wide-ranging journals, often outside the specialty of individual healthcare providers. Surprisingly, there is not a distinct field of dementia, and there are no dementiologists. As we have looked at the science, we reviewed studies and opinions that span the fields of neurology, psychiatry, endocrinology, cardiology, neuropsychology, exercise physiology, internal medicine, pulmonology, sleep medicine, audiology, genomics, and translational research. We combined the findings of each of these areas into a cohesive picture that reflects the complexity of the factors.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?